Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. Jaden, it's time to get ready for school. We really got to get going. Jaden was finishing making his lunch and he was running out of time. But where are all the fruit? I really want an apple for lunch. We're sorry, Jaden, the grocery store, they still are all out of fruit and vegetables. It's been weeks. It's still out. How's that possible? Oh, I just need an apple or an orange or banana so badly. Jaden really loved fruit and vegetables, but for some strange reason, all the grocery stores were all sold out of fruit and vegetables, like for a really long time. What's your favorite fruit or vegetable? I really like chomping on carrots and raw broccoli. Those are, and peppers, sweet peppers, or apples and bananas. Those are my favorites. Jaden finally got to school and saw Ava walking in the hallway. Ava, I think I know a new mystery that's going on. Wait, are you serious? What is it? Said Ava. You see, all the grocery stores have been sold out of fruit and vegetables forever, like for weeks. I think there's something going on. Aiden stared at Jaden. Are you serious? You must be joking. You see, Ava didn't believe him. Maybe it was nothing, but maybe it was something. We're just not sure yet. Well, Jaden and Ava finished school and had a really good day at school. It was a lot of really good learning and had a good time with their friends. And after school, it was time to head to HQ. As they got to the door, they unlocked the door using their access card. You know, every member of the Spyology Squad, they all need an access card. Do you know what that is? It's a special card that when you wave it in front of the door, then the door unlocks and then opens. So everyone on the Spyology Squad, you need an access card. Oh, I don't think I'm feeling good. Oh. Jaden was rubbing his head and his belly. Hey, Jaden, why don't you just go sit down on the couch for a little bit? Said Mr. Jim. Okay. Jaden took off his jacket and his hat, and Ava shouted,
Ah! Jaden! You're turning purple!
What's going on? Mr. Jim ran over.
I've never seen anything like this before. Jaden, you're definitely starting to turn purple.
What? What are you talking about?
Jaden shouted as he looked all over his hands and rolled up his sleeves and was starting to panic.
What's going on? Am I gonna die? What's going on?
It's okay, Jaden. I'm sure this all will make sense once we figure out what's going on. We need to do a little more research.
Yeah. Did you swallow a purple crayon today?
Said Ava.
No, I definitely didn't do that.
Okay, we can mark that off the list. Did you happen to get stung by a purple jellyfish?
What?
Said Jaden.
I don't know. I'm thinking of anything purple, and I think there's purple jellyfish,
said Ava.
No, I haven't even been to the beach in weeks. I don't know.
You see, Jaden, these are really important questions. These are fact-finding questions, and so it's going to help us narrow down what might have turned you purple. So, I have an important question for you. Is there anything weird going on in your life? Like, has something changed recently? Jaden started to think and definitely remembered that there's been no oranges and apples in a very long time.
Yeah, I haven't had fruit in like forever.
I don't know. That's the only thing strange going on. Mr. Jim wrote it down on the board. All right, that's a clue. You know, I do remember seeing that the grocery stores have been sold out of fruit for a long time, so I don't know what else we can do. Otherwise, Ava, you need to get your scuba gear on because you're going in.
What do you mean she's going in?
Oh, I forgot. Maybe you haven't seen us do this. Well, Ava has this really cool scuba gear that when you push a button,
It shrinks her down to a super small size, and then she can investigate what's going on inside your body. Wait, what are you talking about? Jaden was starting to panic, but don't worry. Mr. Jim explained everything, and it was going to be okay.
Are you sure about this?
Yeah, said Mr. Jim. Ava, all right, first you're going to shrink down. You're going to enter through the mouth and then slide down his esophagus into his stomach.
She's going into my esophagus and my stomach?
Jaden needed to sit down. This was too much for him to handle. Yes, this is important. Ava's going to collect some really important data that's going to help us understand why you might have turned purple.
All right, I'm all ready to go, said Ava.
I don't know if I am, said Jaden.
Oh, it's going to be okay. We've done this 100 times, said Mr. Jim.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Ava shrunk down really small, way smaller than us to see. But she did have a walkie-talkie.
Shh.
All right, guys, can you hear me? Check, check, 1, 2, 3, said Ava.
We got you on the walkie, Ava. All right, tell us where you are.
Shh. Well, I'm flying down the esophagus into the stomach.
I can't feel anything. What are you talking about? Am I? Oh, no.
Jaden was getting very nervous.
It's okay, Jaden. You're not going to feel anything because she is that small. You can't even feel anything she does.
Okay. All right, Ava, once you get into the stomach, you're going to pass through the ducts into the liver and hop into the bloodstream. You get all that?
I got it. Roger that, said Ava.
You see, the plan with Ava was she needed to enter the bloodstream through the liver so that she could run some tests on the blood. She had a really special tool that could pretty much check for anything that might have turned him purple.
Mr. Jim, how much longer is this going to take?
I don't know if I can handle this much longer.
Jaden was very nervous.
Hey, Jaden, it's going to be okay. Just control your breathing.
Slow down. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. Blink a little bit. Wiggle your fingers. Good job. It was working. Jaden was starting to calm down and feeling a lot better.
Shh, guys, you won't believe what I'm seeing in here.
What's wrong? Is there something wrong with me? Is there a monster in my blood?
Said Jaden.
No.
Your white blood cell count is really low, which that is really interesting. Mr. Jim, write that down on the board.
Roger that, said Mr. Jim.
He wrote another clue down on the board.
Mr. Jim, this still doesn't make any sense to me. How is she going to be able to help me from inside there?
Oh, great question.
So, she has a really special tool that when it touches the blood in your body, it tells us exactly what's going on. But she was just making an observation with her eyes when she said that the white blood cell count was low. The white blood cells are really important pieces to your blood. They're the army that fights off the bad guys in our blood. All the time we have bacteria or viruses or things that shouldn't be in our body.
And our white blood cells are the ones that defend our body. And so they're really important.
It's just interesting that your white blood cell count would be low.
Does that mean I'm going to die?
Said Jaden. Oh, no. Don't worry about that. I'm sure we'll be able to find some medicine or something that will figure out why you're purple.
Psh, guys, I figured it out. Ava, what is it?
Said Mr. Jim over the walkie-talkie.
The scanner said it's scurvy.
Scurvy? Shouted Mr. Jim.
That hasn't been around in like hundreds of years. Like, how is that possible?
Mr. Jim then turned to Jaden and asked, wait a second. Did you say the grocery stores were out of like oranges and apples? And what about all the other fruits and vegetables?
All of them, said Jaden. They're all gone for weeks.
That is when it all made sense to Mr. Jim.
Jaden, don't worry. You are going to be okay. But I think there's a much bigger problem at hand that I wonder who is behind all this.
Ha 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 ha!
That laugh was coming from Dr. Stinky Breath's secret lab.
All right, purple ninjas. It seems that your plan has finally worked. Tell me more. What has happened?
Well, boss, you see, we thought instead of trying to trick everyone to be on your team or make them stinky or all the other reasons, we figured, why don't we just make them all purple just like us?
It's brilliant, purple ninjas. You see, if we can turn the world purple, then we will be able to take it over for good. Ha 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 ha!
Oh no! Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas have figured out a way to turn us all purple! From not eating enough fruit and vegetables? That doesn't make any sense to me, but...
Don't worry, guys. The Spyology Squad will solve this one on our next adventure.
We need more kids just like you on our Spyology Squad. If you love science or if you love stopping bad guys, you need to go to SpyologySquad.com so that you can join our team, because there's always a mystery around every corner.